Hello, everyone. This is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. This is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, this go-round, we're going to start with Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall. The phone number there, 919-843-3333. Okay, Saturday, January 16th, Compagnie Marie Chouinard, High Priestess of the Avant-Garde, French-Canadian choreographer-performance artist, Marie unites the sensual and cerebral in her stark, iconoclastic, dazzling, and sometimes disturbing works. Friday, January 22nd, Melissa Aldana, saxophone, along with Pablo Manaras and Jochen Ruckert, winner of the 2013 Thelonious Monk International Jazz Saxophone Competition and the first female to take first prize in the event's history. Formidable Chilean saxophonist Melissa Aldana stirs Afro-Latin grooves and Chilean street music into swing standards, originals, and freeform improvisations. Friday, February 5th, it is Jason Moran and the Bandwagon. Since his emergence on the music scene in the late 90s, jazz pianist Jason Moran has proven more than his brilliance as a performer. He's established himself as a risk-taker and innovator of new directions for jazz as a whole. Thursday and Friday, February 18 and 19, the title here has always gotten me. Here we go. Throw me on the burn pile and light me up. Lucy Alabar. Oscar-nominated Lucy, whose stage play was adapted into the award-winning film Beasts of the Southern Wild, reads from her latest work, a tale of a man, his family, and his burn pile. Saturday, February 20th, the Count Basie Orchestra with Diane Schur and New York Voices. Founded in 1935, the Count Basie Orchestra is among the most celebrated big bands of all time, collaborating with the likes of Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Ray Charles, and a whole list of other giants, garnering 18 Grammy Awards, 20 Downbeat and Jazz Time Readers and Critics Poll Awards. Long regarded as one of contemporary jazz's premier vocalists, Grammy winner Diane Schur is as eclectic as she is brilliant, exploring just about every corner of the 20th century musical landscape. Tuesday and Wednesday, February 23 and 24, Alvin Ailey, American Dance Theater, a vital American cultural ambassador to the world. The beloved Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater celebrates the uniqueness of the African-American cultural experience and the preservation and enrichment of the American modern dance heritage. Okay, some North Carolina festivals and events coming up. None in January, but we'll start with February 5th, Wine About Winter, first Friday event in Salisbury. And it's not wine as in, it's W-I-N-E, as you probably expected. February 6th, it is Wake Forest Mardi Gras Street Festival. Cary's first Chinese Lantern Festival at Cocobooth Amphitheater was extended because of demand. The show will now end January 17th. The festival features 25 groups of displays, each comprised of hundreds of parts and thousands of LED lights. At the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh, the Sights and Sounds on Sunday series continues. January 24th, it is Aurora Musicalis presents Brahms and Beyond, and featuring Brahms' trio for piano, violin, and cello, and Carl Frühling's trio for clarinet, cello, and piano. March 6th, Giampi Quartet at 3. These are all at 3. The Triangle Celebrated String Ensemble adds horns and piano to present one of its most imaginative programs ever. May 8th, Nuance Lyrique. In its first Museum of Art appearance, this wonderful Asheville-based ensemble presents a concert of vocal chamber music, including pieces by several mid-20th century artists associated with Black Mountain College and the Asheville Art Museum. And finally, for the Sights and Sounds on Sunday series, Boylan Brass on May 22nd at 3. The members of Boylan Brass came together through their affiliations with the North Carolina Symphony. There's also the Art in the Evening series, held Friday evenings at 5:30. These events are free, no ticket required. January 15th, Ed Stevenson and the Paco Band. January 22nd, Sidecar Social Club. And January 29th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The phone number there, 919-996-8700. January 12th through the 17th, it is Ragtime. Broadway Series South and North Carolina Theater Memorial Auditorium. The stories of an upper-class wife, a determined Jewish immigrant, and a daring young Harlem musician unfold, set in turn-of-the-century New York, all three united by the desire and belief in a brighter tomorrow. January 15th and 16th, Beethoven's Emperor Concerto, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. January 22nd, Peter Yarrow. This is a Pinecone event at Fletcher Opera Theater. January 22nd and 23rd, a Rodgers and Hammerstein celebration, North Carolina Symphony Pops, Maymandy Concert Hall. January 23 and 24, Shen Yun Performing Arts at Memorial Auditorium. Three performances, 2 and 7:30 on the 23rd and 2 p.m. on the 24th. January 24th, it is Eugene Onegin, North Carolina Opera at Maymandy Concert Hall. Tatiana, young and earnest, pours out her heart to the brooding, worldly Onegin to no avail. When she instead marries a wealthy older man, Onegin realizes too late he's made a mistake. January 29th, it's Mipso. This is a Pinecone event, Fletcher Opera Theater. The renegade traditionalists of Mipso are doing their part to take four-part harmony and Appalachian influences into new territory. This group was formed in Chapel Hill in 2010. January 29 and 30, it's Mozart's Piano Concerto, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall, performances at 8 o'clock both nights. February 2nd, Shaping Sound at Memorial Auditorium. Shaping Sound is an electrifying mashup of dance styles and musical genres brought fully to life on stage by a dynamic company of contemporary dancers. Audiences of all ages will experience the exhilarating collaboration of these visual musicians whose explosive choreography, dynamic rhythm, speed, and physical strength give shape and form to sound. February 4th through the 21st, Love Speaks, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater, featuring choreographer by Carolina Ballet principal guest choreographer Lynn Taylor Corbett. Love Speak kicks off the company's tribute to William Shakespeare in commemoration of the 400th anniversary of his death. February 5th, Orchestral Love Stories. This is North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Always a popular one coming up February 9th through the 14th, Greece, North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. February 12 and 13, the Firebird, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy, Concert Hall. Time to switch over to Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Tickets are available through the following, dpacnc.com. DPAC Ticket Center, phone number at 919-680-2787. DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Okay, coming up Friday, January 15th, Lewis Black, The Emperor's New Clothes, The Naked Truth Tour. Lewis Black, Grammy Award-winning stand-up comedian, is one of the most prolific and popular performers working today. He executes a brilliant trifecta as a stand-up comedian, actor, and author. January 19th through the 24th at DPAC, Matilda the Musical. This is a winner of 50 international awards, including 4 Tony Awards. Matilda the Musical is the story of an extraordinary girl who, armed with a vivid imagination and a sharp mind, dares to take a stand and change her own destiny. Wednesday, January 27th, it is The Tenors. Since their formation in 2007, The Tenors have performed more than 500 concerts on 5 continents and made over 150 television appearances, including the 2012 Emmy Awards, the Queen's 2012 Diamond Jubilee at Windsor Castle, and the 2010 Vancouver Olympic opening ceremonies. Thursday, January 28th, Aretha Franklin, known around the world just by her first name and as the undisputed reigning Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin is peerless. She is one of the most influential and important voices in the history of American music, with a repertoire that spans pop, soul, jazz, rock, blues, and gospel. And she's still got a voice. You may have heard about her on the Kennedy Center Awards. She knocked it out of the park. Saturday, January 30th, it is Jeff Foxworthy and Larry, the Cable Guy. Jeff Foxworthy is one of the most respected and successful comedians in the country. He is the largest-selling comedy recording artist in history, a multiple Grammy Award nominee and best-selling author of more than 26 books. Now, Larry the Cable Guy, on the other hand, is a multi-platinum recording artist, Grammy nominee, Billboard Award winner, and one of the top comedians in the country. Nobody like Larry. Thursday, February 4th, 2016, it is Star Trek The Ultimate Voyage. This lavish production includes an impressive live symphony orchestra and international solo instruments. People of all ages and backgrounds will experience the franchise's groundbreaking and wildly popular musical achievements, while the most iconic Star Trek film and TV footage is simultaneously beamed in high definition to a 40-foot wide screen. Friday, February 5th, CMT presents Jennifer Nettles. This sought-after ticket will include Brandi Clark and special guests Lindsay L. and Tara Thompson. The tour is an extension of CMT's Next Women of Country campaign. Saturday, February 6th, an evening of entertainment presented by DPS Scholarship Foundation and Durham Public Schools. This is the annual fundraiser and musical workshop finale, an evening of entertainment, a professionally choreographed musical event featuring hundreds of amazingly talented Durham Public School students from across the district. February 16th through March 13th, it is Disney's The Lion King. Enough said. Thursday, March 24th, The Moody Blues Fly Me High Tour. The tour, named after the band's 1966 recording of Fly Me High, The Moody Blues, Justin Hayward lead guitar and vocals, John Lodge bass guitar vocals, and Graham Edge on drums, have been at the forefront of the classic rock music scene since the 60s, with such music as Nights in White Satin, Tuesday Afternoon, and a whole list of other stuff. Monday, March 28th, Duran Duran, the Paper Gods Tour. The tour is in support of their current album, Paper Gods. Every ticket purchased online for Duran Duran's 2016 headline tour will receive a standard physical copy of Paper Gods. Fans will receive an email 10 to 14 days after purchase containing redemption instructions. All righty, let's take a look at Charlie Goodnight, or no, I don't, it's just Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The phone number, 919-828-5233. January 14th through the 16th, Sarah Kalana. Sarah was a roundtable regular on the hit late-night talk show Chelsea Lately, and has also served as a full-time writer on Chelsea Lately, as well as a producer, writer, and star of the show's spin-off scripted series, After Lately. January 21st through the 23rd, it is Jamie Kennedy. Jamie is a true Renaissance man, mostly because he loves to wear tights while he paints abstract art. Covers the genres of comedy, drama, animation, reality, horror, action, and thriller. Jamie also has his own Comedy Central special, Unwashed, written his own book, Wannabe, and recorded his own record, Blowing Up. January 28th through the 31st, it is Gary Owen. Gary has been entertaining America for more than a decade with his side-splitting comedy, having performed to sold-out audiences in all the major comedy clubs and theaters across the country. Owen is one of America's most loved comedians. February 4th through the 6th, funny lady Margaret Cho. Racing toward adulthood to escape bullying, Margaret began writing jokes at the ripe old age of 14, and she was performing professionally at the age of 16. Okay, Music in Cary. Cary's Marvelous Music Main Stage Series. This is the fifth anniversary of presenting this series in the restored historic Cary Arts Center. Friday, January 22nd, Forbidden Broadway at 7:30. Just when Broadway thought it was safe from the poison pen of funny man Gerard Alessandrini, Forbidden Broadway returns to Cary, sharper and more hilarious than ever. This year's targets include Pippin, Kinky Boots, and Matilda, as well as favorites from last year like Wicked, The Book of Mormon, and more. Saturday, February 20th, Presidio Brass presents Sounds of the Cinema at 7:30. Presidio Brass presents Hollywood's greatest hits with a dash of wit and humor that together have become hallmarks of every one of their performances. Friday, March 18th, The Clothesline Muse at 7:30. The Clothesline Muse is a multi-discipline theater project featuring a cast of six, along with jazz vocalist Inyana Freelon as the Muse. Cary's Marvelous Music Family Series at Cary Arts Center. Saturday, January 23rd, it is Anatoly Larkin at 3. Take a ride on a musical discovery with pianist Anatoly Larkin and learn how to use your artistic skills to create a new piece of music. Dr. Larkin will show you music's exciting gems and will engage audience members to assist in improvising a new work that will premiere during this performance. Okay, the Winter Concert Series at Paige Walker Arts and History Center on Sundays at 4. January 17th, Celtic Moods and Melodies with Maura Shea and the Elftones. You'll find it hard to resist dancing to this Celtic fiddle and guitar duo. Maura Shea and Roger Gold are the Elftones, known for their lively music from Scotland, England, Ireland, and North America. February 21st, Winter Concert Series, Brian Regan. Brian is a violinist and concertmaster of the North Carolina Symphony. He returns as a favorite to the Friends Concert Series. He captivates audiences with his brilliant performances and will treat concertgoers to a classical repertoire on his Lorenzo and Tommaso Carcassi violin, made in Florence, Italy, in 1763. All right, some Carolina musical festivals, music festivals coming up. January 16 and 17, it is Big Band and Swing Dance Weekend. This is at the Grove Park Inn in Asheville. Also at the Grove Park, January 29 and 30, Classic Rock and Roll Weekend with music from the 60s and 70s. February 4, 5, and 6, it is the North Carolina Jazz Festival in Wilmington. February 5 and 6, Celtic Adventure Weekend, Grove Park Inn. February 5 and 6 as well, Appalachian State Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Boone. The event features competitions, evening concerts, a luthiers gathering, jamming, and workshops. Competitions are in guitar, banjo, and fiddle, including youth categories, and mandolin, mountain dulcimer, band, folk song, and dance. This is the festival site is the ASU campus, Clemens Student Union. February 17th through the 20th, it is the Carolina Jazz Festival in Chapel Hill. UNC Chapel Hill Festival includes public performances by touring bands, artists in residence, faculty and students, in addition to workshops and master classes for students. It's been presented since 1977. The festival site Memorial Hall, as well as other venues around the campus. February 19th and 20th, Neuse River Music Fest, Kinston. The benefit for the Lenore Community College Foundation is mainly a bluegrass festival, but also adds one or two country acts to the lineup. The festival site is Lenore Community College. And February 19th through the 21st, Bluegrass First Class. This is in Asheville. The hotel-based festival features a main stage, a showcase stage, rooms set aside for picking and jamming, and a kids' bluegrass workshop and performances for ages 6 and up. This is at the Crown Plaza Resort. Currently, there are no Carolina Music Festival events scheduled during the month of March, and as I said, so far. Okay, at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Phone numbers there, 919-560-3030 and 888-241-8162. Friday, January 15th, Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. The Raging Idiots is a comedy duo that plays shows all over the U.S. and to date has raised over $1 million to benefit various charitable causes. Sunday, January 17th, the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle presents Voices Across the Centuries. Tickets are $25. Program starts at 3. Carolina Theater on Thursday, January 21st, Jamie Johnson. 11-time Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Jamie Johnson is one of the greatest country singers of our time, according to the Washington Post. He is one of only a few people in the history of country music to win 2 Song of the Year awards from both the CMAs and the ACMs. Friday, January 22nd, Black Violin. Classically trained South Florida twosome, Wilner Baptiste and Kevin Sylvester, who go by the name Black Violin, are a welcome revelation for their ability to meld highbrow and pop culture. Tickets start at $28. The performance is at 8. Sunday, January 24th, Indigo Girls. Tickets start at $37. Concert starts at 8 o'clock. Sunday, January 24th, Johnny Gallagher at the Pinhook. Thursday, January 28th, Arlo Guthrie. And coming up on Saturday, January 30th, Kristen Chenoweth. And she is part of the celebration for the Carolina Theater's 90th year in the heart of downtown Durham. Monday, February 1st, it is February 1. This is for grades 5 through 12. Based largely on first-hand accounts and rare archival footage, February 1 documents one volatile winter in Greensboro, North Carolina, that not only challenged public accommodation laws, but served as a blueprint for the wave of nonviolent civil rights protests that swept the South and the nation throughout the 1960s. Programs are at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Tuesday, February 2nd, Johnny Lang. Wednesday, well, the tickets there start at $37. The show is at 8. Wednesday, February 3rd, Lily Tomlin. Lily, one of America's foremost comedians, continues to venture across an ever-widening range of media, starring in television, theater, motion pictures, animation, and video. She claims she wasn't funny as a child. Tomlin admits she knew who was and lifted all their material right off the TV screen. Tickets start at 8, or tickets start at $37. The performance is at 8. That's Lily Tomlin, Wednesday, February 3rd at Carolina Theater. Friday, February 5th, Dance Theater of Harlem. Now in its fourth decade, Dance Theater of Harlem has grown into a multicultural dance institution with an extraordinary legacy of providing opportunities for creative expression and artistic excellence. Saturday, February 6th, 90th anniversary party for the Carolina Theater of Durham. And finally, Monday, February 8th, Mack Avenue Super Band, featuring Gary Burton, Tia Fuller, Dominic Farinacci, and the Christian Bride, McBride, rather, trio. The Mack Avenue Super Band has become synonymous with stellar lineups consisting of established and up-and-coming jazz artists. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.